When it's really late at night, feeling lonely, just turn on your radio to 6PR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the warm voice that listens to us.
How old is this man called John?
It's me,
John Lewis.
Good morning. If you are very wealthy, let me put that another way. If you are very wealthy and you want the best and you want a really, really nice vehicle, you might be looking at the Celine. It's a beautiful vehicle. And I happen to have seen a very, very nice pink one. It's driven by a charming person named Molly Celine. Hello there, Molly.
Hey, how are you?
It's nice to have you on the program. Tell us about the remarkable vehicles, the Celines, started by your father, Stephen Mark Celine.
Yes, my dad started Celine about 25 years ago. We've now branched off. We're doing SMS supercars, but they're fast, high-performance vehicles, and I have a hot pink one.
Yeah, you sure do. It's a ripper. Now, your dad was involved in motor racing, so he really knows them inside out. And you've also got this love of racing as well.
Yeah, ever since I was little, I went to all the races with my dad, went over to Le Mans, and kind of traveled around the world with him as he did different types of racing. But I started to get into racing. I did karts, moved up to shifter karts, raced some Mustangs, did some legend racing, and now I'm racing in stock cars, trying to get ready for the NASCAR Camping World East Series.
Gee, when you talk NASCAR, you're talking real cars, aren't you? We're talking the whole thing. Do you ever get scared? Is that a part of it, and you'll rise above it, or do you just feel very comfortable in your environment?
You feel pretty comfortable in the environment. You get a lot of adrenaline rush, but it's pretty exciting, and I live for it, so it's fun.
Now, tell us about the Celines. What is it about these vehicles that makes them different from the others?
Basically, we take like an existing Mustang, completely strip it, and re-engineer it into a Celine Mustang. So the whole outside is different. We change the aesthetics of it, the interior. We change the motor. The motor is like, we'll either bore and stroke it out, add a supercharger to it, so it's really powerful, and we have a lot of horsepower. Torque, and we changed the suspension, the brakes, everything on the car is virtually changed, except for maybe the windshields, but even then we put our windshield banner on them.
How different does it seem?
It leans a lot faster, and it looks a lot different, and you get a lot of looks driving them.
I heard a story, Tom Cruise has bought one.
Yeah, he's actually bought three.
Oh, okay,
so,
three.
Yeah, we've sold Tom Cruise, Adam Sandler, there's been a bunch of celebrities. We did a supercharger to David Beckham.
There's an Australian link to the Celines as well.
My brother sold his. He had a S281 Extreme that he sold to someone in Australia, so that was neat. So he's a bright blue one driving around. That used to be my brother's car.
Is it a preference Mustang that you look for?
Yeah, we'll take a regular GT Mustang is what we get directly from Ford, and then that's what we strip down and convert into one of our Mustangs. And the process, it depends on, like, options and upgrades that you get, but it could be between 2 to 4 months for an upgrade.
And how many vehicles would you do at once?
Right now we're doing a limited run of 500 per vehicle. We do, with my dad's new company, Supercars, we're doing the Dodge Challenger, the Mustang, and then also the Camaro. So we're doing a limited run of 500 of each vehicle.
Now, they're all street legal. So how does the law enforcement department feel about it when they see your vehicles on the road? Are they worried that the owner might just floor it and disregard any speed signs?
Yeah, it's a little risk you take because they're kind of flashy cars, but we sell it with radar detectors as well. So.
Do you really? Are they legal in the States, radar detectors?
They are in some, yeah.
Do you have people researching what is the best so that you're continually looking for the latest?
Yeah, definitely. We have a research and development, our R&D team, that does that. So every year you'll notice that we do a next generation of the supercharger, mm-hmm. so that we're always at the top of the line and we're giving out the best product that's possible.
If I get my regular Mustang right out of Ford, and then I say, you know what, I want to upgrade it and go for the Celine top. What kind of price difference do you think that would make?
Well, you buy our vehicles as completed vehicles, so we have different kinds of models. But a base price will start at about $65,000,
right.
And it can go up to about $125,000.
How do you feel when you're driving it?
You feel like a celebrity because everyone's staring. The cars are showstoppers. Every time I take my car out and I go to movie theaters, I come out and I have a bunch of people around my car taking pictures and when you're driving, people are hanging out the window trying to take pictures with their camera phones, and you feel good driving them.
I reckon that must be the final thing, isn't it? That must be the final showstopper.
We do. My dad also does. He builds cars for a lot of movies, like in Transformers. He built the Bumblebee Camaro, and then he also built Barricade, which was a sling Mustang, and the S7 and Bruce Almighty. So we do a lot of red carpet events, and we build special cars for movies.
Molly, thank you very much for sparing the time this morning. And if we'd like to know more, we can go to the website.
SMSSupercars.com.
SMSSupercars.com. That's one. www.smssupercars.com. Thank you very much for spending the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Molly Celine joining us this morning here at 6 PR.